The AA has released its second annual entry-level vehicle safety report, and they regard entry-level as being priced under 160,000 rand. This is 10,000 rand, or 6.7% more than the vehicles assessed last year, and that is obviously because of inflation. Leighton Beard of the AA joins us on the line now. Leighton, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John. Good to be with you.
There's a depressingly low number of these entry-level cars that the AA considers to be properly safe.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. Depressingly low. I think when you look at the points that we've awarded and the way that we've awarded the points, which we think is quite fair, only two of the 25 cars that we assessed come out with what we termed acceptable safety levels, and that's the Toyota Aygo and the Nissan Micra 1.2 Vista Plus. So it is depressingly low, and I think it gets even more depressing when you look at the number of vehicles that have what we call moderate and then even poor safety standards. So it is really, you know, pause for people to pause and have a look and take stock of what they are buying when they're looking at buying one of these vehicles.
Just briefly, the criteria for a car to be regarded as of acceptable safety.
So what we did is we looked at a few variables that are available on vehicles in this price range. And what we did is we looked at things like, we didn't look at seatbelts as a safety feature, because seatbelts are something that need to be on a vehicle by law, so that it has to be in a vehicle. So that's something that we didn't consider. But we looked at things like, does this vehicle have electronic stability control? Does this vehicle have an ABS braking system in it? Does this vehicle have airbags? And if it does have airbags, does it only have a driver side airbag, or does it have a passenger side airbag as well? Does it have side airbags? Does it have cushion airbags? And obviously, for a vehicle that had all of these different safety features, we would award a certain number of points. And then we also looked at whether the car had been rated by Global or Euro NCAP, NCAP being New Car Assessment Program. We all know what NCAP is, whether it had been given a star rating by NCAP. And if it had been given a star rating by NCAP, then we would have awarded a certain number of points as well. And so based on all of those factors, and these are factors that you will find when you page through the brochures of magazines or the brochures of the vehicles that are being sold, you will find all of these different things, or you won't find them. And so based on that, we came up with a point scoring mechanism, and we scored the vehicles. And obviously, we scored them from high to low, and as you've quite rightly pointed out, on that scale, only two of them we felt had acceptable safety standards.
So how unsafe are the other 23? How dangerous is it to be behind the wheel, or in the front passenger seat, or the two back passenger seats, if they are available, in a car which is involved in a collision?
Yeah, it's a very difficult question to answer, John, but I think you make the point that it is unsafe to be in those vehicles. Now, you've got to take a range of different factors into consideration. One, how is my driving? And two, how is the driving of the other people on the road? But certainly, I think from a safety point of view, these cars have very poor safety features on them. And that is something that we would like the public to be aware of. So when you are buying a vehicle for your 18-year-old son or daughter going off to university, don't be wooed just by the color or because it has nice tires. You have to consider the fact that your child or whomever is going to be driving that car might not necessarily be as safe as they could in a vehicle, because this vehicle lacks these safety features. So yes, I think the point is there, that there are cars that are out there that are quite dangerous to be in.
Quite dangerous. That's a difficult, because I mean, a lot of people say, look, I'd love to be able to afford a car 200,000 which has all these lovely safety features that Leighton Beard is talking about, but I'm afraid my budget stretches to 143. So I look at what I can get for 143, and this is it, and I'll drive as safely as I can while I'm behind the wheel.
Yeah, that is one option, obviously, and we do get that. And I mean, please, you know, I'm not suggesting for one moment that, you know, and the AA is also not suggesting that you've got to buy one of the cars in the top bracket or else. I mean, that's not what we're saying at all. But if safety is important to you, and you are looking at a car in that price range, it may be worth your while to then consider buying a second-hand vehicle that maybe has better safety features on it than a brand new vehicle that has less safety features on it. And I think what we're just wanting to do with the survey every year is just to highlight the fact that some cars have better safety features than others. And we want the public to go out there, and when they're looking to buy vehicles, not to only look at the exterior of that vehicle or the interior of that vehicle, this is such a nice looking vehicle, but to think a little bit deeper about what you're buying, and to think about, what if I get in this car and I am involved in a crash, what is going to happen to me there? So we're trying to take the thinking of when you buy a car just a step further, to just go beyond the looks of the vehicle and to go into something a little more deeper, like the safety features on it as well.
You
can drive safely, but some other people don't necessarily drive as safely as you do.
And then finally, would you like to see some form of legislation? I know people get agitated about too much legislation in nanny states, well, some people do, but would you like to see some form of legislation governing a minimum safety standard which needs to be present in all cars before they can be retailed off a showroom floor in South Africa?
Yeah, again, politically charged question, but certainly we would like to see safer cars on the road. I think that would answer your question. I think we would definitely like to see motor manufacturers, OEMs, include more safety features in their vehicles and make more use of international safety ratings, such as NCAP, so that people get a better understanding of the safety of the vehicle that they are buying.
Leighton Beard, speaking for the AAA, thank you very much. And the obvious question to ask those of you who bought one of the 23 cars under 160,000 Rand, which are deemed to be unsafe or not to have an acceptable level of safety features built in, were you aware of that? And did you go ahead with the purchase nevertheless? If so, why?